Right now, millions of kids are returning to high school. But for others, that part of their lives is over. No more wake-up yells from mom, no more yellow buses, no more hours spent with other kids they've known forever. Most teenagers look forward to the change. TV writers, on the other hand, don't like change. Every beloved character that departs from form poses a risk. But what happens when your show is set in high school? High schoolers must eventually grow up. Even worse, they have to graduate. Kevin Fallon, a pop culture writer for The Atlantic, has taken a look back at how different shows have handled the graduation gauntlet. But first, we wanted to know, what exactly is the appeal of high school? Hospital dramas give us life and death. What are the stakes in high school?
Life and death? Do you remember being in high school and how much gravity every little moment, you know, had in everything that you did?
It's that knife edge, especially in high school, between innocence and experience.
On all these high school shows, there's sort of this appeal of watching the kids do things where they think they're acting adult-like. And sometimes the kids actually are acting like adults, like on Veronica Mars.
Okay, Veronica Mars is a high school kid, but she's also a detective who works at her father's detective agency and essentially keeps it going, right?
Sure. We have this reality of a young teenager and all the petty things that teenagers go through. But at the same time, she has this very adult second life as an investigator. And it's, you know, the way those two things work together that's so exciting for viewers to watch.
How's school?
If you think we're going to talk about my school day and not the fact that Celeste Kane was in your office 10 minutes ago, you're deluded.
Mm-hmm. You're making good grades?
Kane's got something on the side, doesn't he?
You know what? Say what you want about real cheese. I am a fan of the orange powder packet stuff.
My grades are fine, and I like the orange powder, too, but can we please talk about Mrs. Kane?
Yes. She thinks he's seeing someone. Late nights, motel matches, the usual.
Sexual appetite?
Gone.
Did you take the case?
Well, we need the money, Veronica.
Good.
Of course, the problem is, what happens when she graduates?
Exactly. You know, the show ended when she was still in school, but the showrunners actually made a promo that envisioned what her life would be like as an adult in FBI training school. You lose that fantasy element of the high schooler acting like an adult.
So how do you keep it going when the kids start aging out?
You know, graduations were this looming threat to creators of these teen soap operas. Beverly Hills 90210 quite famously was very ambiguous about the ages of the cast when the show first started. In the very first season, it was assumed that they were juniors because they were getting their driver's license and taking their SATs and preparing for college. And then the next season, they were also getting their driver's license and preparing for SATs and looking at colleges again. So they, in essence, repeated their junior year. Another example is One Tree Hill, which is a CW drama which has been going for a very long time. Its first four seasons, it actually had one season represent 6 months in the high schoolers' lives. So it got 4 years out of 2 years of high school.
You point to a number of examples where students pass up their opportunities to stay basically on the program.
You know, there's this sort of legendary way that Beverly Hills 90210 dealt with it, and it's sort of become a running joke in the world of TV where magically everyone ends up in the same city again. Just like on Gossip Girl, suddenly everyone is back in New York, even though they all graduated and had opportunities to go all around the world. And yet they all ended up back in the same circle of gossip, back on the Upper East Side.
Yeah, that sounds pretty.
Yeah.
Suffocating.
The graduation episode is such a wonderful opportunity for a TV drama, even for TV comedies. And that's part of why there's such outrage when these characters make decisions in the graduation episodes that just don't ring true. And it's something that another TV show, Boy Meets World, also did. The characters of Cory and Topanga were sort of soulmates. They went through 7 years of middle school and high school together. And then at graduation, writers took the opportunity to create a really dramatic moment where Topanga had to decide either stay with Cory or go to Yale. And that was another gasp moment for viewers.
So you're going to say something. Was it important?
You mean that I decided what I want to do with my life?
Yeah, that.
Mr. Feeney said I should go to Yale unless I have a really good reason not to.
Well, there isn't any good reason.
Actually, there is.
Myra Zinkerman.
Right.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, the John Adams High School class of 1998.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Cue sappy music.
And the audience goes, boo.
Exactly. And then we have this, you know, opposite end of the spectrum where the writers take the graduation moment to bring a character around to a nice, tidy conclusion, like on Friday Night Lights, where the character of Tyra was sort of the high school beauty who couldn't catch a break despite her best intentions. She's struggling to get into college, really trying to turn her life around. And then finally, you sit with her as she writes a college essay, and it sort of just encompasses this entire journey she's been on.
I want to fly somewhere in first class. I want to travel to Europe on a business trip. I want to get invited to the White House. I want an interesting and surprising life. It's not that I think I'm going to get all these things. I just want the possibility of getting them. College represents possibility. The possibility that things are going to change. I can't wait.
Okay, so you've got the problem in high school shows of maintaining an arc after the circuit is completed. So do these shows just have to end, like childhood?
Not necessarily. Part of what happens when these shows become so popular is that there is a mood and a writing style and this sort of universe created that viewers fall in love with. With the case of Friday Night Lights, fans really embraced the new characters they brought on after they had graduated Tyra and some of her classmates off. And the mood of the show was the same. The writing was the same. The truths that they were trying to portray were all the same. And the show stayed on air for 3 more seasons of really acclaimed drama. So it's proof that a show doesn't necessarily have to end when its characters graduate and life goes on after some of those leads are phased out.
Let's talk about life imitating art. Did you have expectations for your own graduation because of what you saw on these shows?
Absolutely. You know, there's the looking back and regret, and there's the nostalgia, but there's also the hope and looking forward. When you're sitting there in your cap and gown waiting to graduate, those thoughts actually do go through your mind. And sometimes just watching it on TV sort of gives you permission to say those things out loud during the actual ceremony. And all those things that you see in the graduation episodes of these TV dramas internalize as expectations for your own life.
Kevin, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Kevin Fallon is a pop culture writer for TheAtlantic.com.
What are we going to do? I don't believe.
Stop moaning. You're going to pass this test. You're going to graduate.
Oh, come on, Fonz. It's out of the question. The test is tomorrow morning at 8:30.
I'll tell you something. I think you're forgetting that you got graduation, one of the most important things in your life. You got your big five. You got life, you got death, you got marriage, you got graduation.
Kevin Fonz, that's only 4.
What's number 5?
Hey.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.